Ladies and gentlemen, my darling's distractions.
Life finds a way.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to My Darling's Distractions. My name is Luke, and I'm joined, as always, by my lovely wife, Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Luke.
Hi. I couldn't help but notice you were a little bit distracted, even as we were getting ready to start this podcast. You said you had to check something on your phone real quick. Deb, do you want to share with everybody what you had to check real quick?
Sure. The Iditarod started today, everybody. It was just the ceremonial start, though, so I was checking the GPS tracker on my phone to see if I could see where all the mushers were at, but they don't start doing the GPS tracking until the official start, which is tomorrow.
Right. So if you are unsure of why Deb is so excited about this, you need to go back and listen to our last episode, episode 37, where Deb talks about
the Iditarod.
So, but we are not here to talk about the Iditarod, Deb. We have a new topic to talk about today, and just a little preview for everybody: we're going to have a special guest joining us later in the episode.
I've heard that. I have no idea who it is or what we're talking about.
Right. So I wasn't sure exactly how to do the layout of this episode, but our special guest is going to come on and give us a kind of a little segment that she has put together.
Oh, it's a she.
And that's going to happen here in just a few minutes. Actually, we're supposed to be about 5 minutes away from that happening. But in the meantime, I thought I would at least give you a heads up to start your wheel turning. So, Deb, this is a topic I've thought about for a while, and I wasn't exactly sure how to tackle it. The reason I've thought about doing this topic is because it has been lorded over me for years.
Oh, my.
Because.
By me?
By you. Not okay. Directly. But
like in a demeaning way.
No, not in a demeaning way at all.
Okay.
But in the way that once upon a time, we in this office that we record in, we wrote down some topics of things you might be interested in. And so sitting above my desk on a whiteboard is a list of topics where you said, okay, I could do an episode on
any of these things. Yeah.
And none of them really jumped out to me until I thought a little bit more broadly about one of them.
Okay.
And specifically
good for you for doing your homework too, Luke.
Yeah, that's right.
You are what is keeping this going. Thank you.
So, Deb. Yeah. Specifically written on the board are the words, that thing you do.
Oh,
so I took that and I thought, okay, we could definitely do a whole podcast on just that thing you do.
Uh-huh.
We could. But I thought I would widen it and maybe even get more topic, a topic that's even a little bit broader of something you may be interested in.
Okay.
Deb, do you want to take any guesses on the broader topic?
Oh.
If the spark of inspiration for me was the movie That Thing You Do.
Sure. Is it Tom Hanks?
Deb, you got it in one. Oh. It's Tom Hanks.
I am nervous, though, about this.
So as I thought about it, I thought, you know, Deb, you really do enjoy a good Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I would. You, in fact, just last episode, you called Ali Zirkel the Tom Hanks of the Iditarod, meaning that everybody loves it. And I think you are right. I think everybody loves a good Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And so
a good Tom Hanks movie.
A good Tom Hanks movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not like,
like
the evil version of Tom Hanks.
Right.
We all like the good version of Tom Hanks. Yeah. Everybody loves Tom Hanks. Who doesn't love Tom Hanks?
Sure.
And I think he's a very talented actor.
Yes.
So what I did is I did just a tiny bit of research ahead of time. I shouldn't say time. I did a decent amount of research about Tom Hanks ahead of time to give you just some things to spark your mind. Deb, did you know that Tom Hanks has been in over 77 movies as a performer?
I believe it. Movies and like
I don't think that includes
TV?
Television.
Okay,
I think that's just films.
Yeah.
Yeah, over 77 films. Deb, he has been nominated for an Academy Award 8 times.
Wow.
Only won twice.
Okay.
He's been nominated for an Emmy 19 times.
Mm.
Golden Globe 14 times.
Mm-hmm.
The Screen Actors Guild, he's been nominated 10 times.
Hmm.
Tonys. He's been nominated for a Tony.
Really?
I did not look into what that was all for.
I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a total, between that and things like the, BAFTA, the British, no, it's not BAFTA. What's it called? British Academy of Film and Tech. Oh, that is BAFTA.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BAFTA. That, uh-huh. Yeah. So he has a total of 40.
I mean, he could be an EGOT.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, he could have been.
But he's not.
No, but 42 nominations, 16 wins.
Yeah, he deserves it. He's mm-hmm. great. He's like the Meryl Streep of... He's the male Meryl Streep.
he's like the Meryl Streep of acting.
The Meryl Streep of guys.
The Meryl Streep of guys. That's exactly... I think it says that on his IMDb yeah. page. Yeah. Tom Hanks, the Meryl Streep of guys. Yeah.
I don't know if he holds the record for amount of movies. I just heard like that... Is it Samuel L. Jackson who's just in an insane amount of movies? Yeah. I wonder how those two would compare.
Yeah, well, and I know that Tom Hanks has been acting for a while, mm-hmm. and but you think about some of the people who might be on pace to really beat him. Nicolas Cage.
Oh,
that guy
yeah.
puts out a lot of movies. Yep. Also, Dwayne The Rock Johnson puts out a lot of movies.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, maybe.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. So a couple of other quick little hits, Deb, before we get to our guest, mm-hmm. That he, Tom Hanks, has hosted SNL
yeah.
8 times.
Mm-hmm. It's
Eight
funny
times.
When he does.
Yes. And do you know that he's part of the Five Timers Club?
Oh.
Those are all hosts yep. who have... Okay,
five times?
Yes. Yeah. Any guesses on some of the other Five Timers
Alec Club? Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Tom Hanks. Let's see. Huh.
Probably. I don't yeah. know what you'll get these other two.
Jimmy? No, no. Probably not.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, okay.
And John Goodman.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple other little things. All right, well, actually, what we'll do is we'll get to some of these other little hits later on. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring on our special guest who's okay. going to do a little Tom Hanks segment with us.
All right. I'm a little nervous.
All right. So, Deb, I am pleased to share with you that we are joined today by friend of the show, Kristen.
Yay! Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hey,
I'm Kristen. Back.
This is yes, fun. Right. Thanks back for jerks. Joining us. Is it? I'm back jerks. It's beautiful in Iowa today. I bet it's even more beautiful in Texas.
Yeah, define beautiful.
63 degrees outside. Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. It is 69 and sunny right yeah. now here.
Good.
With a high
yeah.
of 71.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was really good weather for Mike to rip out a bunch of trees today.
Mm. Okay. All so right. I wondered if you've got, I know that we've asked you to just do this little segment, but I wonder if before we start that little segment, Kristen, would you be willing to give us a little bit of an update on what was your life like in Texas over the last month? Would you be willing to do that for us?
Like Valentine's Day on?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just, yeah. yeah. What's life been like? I know you guys have had an interesting go of it.
Yeah. We had, well, are you referring to the Arctic blast?
Sure. Yeah. Mm. All that. Yeah. Just, yeah, give us an update.
Yeah, that was most of it. So we're here in South Texas and in the Houston area. So we were hit with that system of winter weather that we didn't prepare for at all because mm-hmm. we thought it would be fine. We knew that the roads aren't built for it. So we knew that we wouldn't probably be going anywhere if it was really icy and, mm-hmm. and yucky. And it was really exciting to me to wake up to snow. I mean, like a few inches of snow on Monday morning mm-hmm. and
who would have thought
our sidewalk, our yard, everything was covered. It was not just, you know, a dusting like they occasionally rarely get. But then mm-hmm. everyone's pipes started to burst and we had a pipe burst where the water comes into our house in the ceiling of the garage.
Oh, no. So,
yep. So we were without water for six full days, but some of 6 days. Mm-hmm. And we wow. lost power mm-hmm. for about 18 hours in there. So
that's wild.
There's, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you get to know your plumber? Was it a friend plumber? Do you have a friend plumber now?
There was, I guess an apprentice plumber who we were connected mm-hmm. with through church who had been helping like his mom and their neighbors. And so he came over and rigged it up to get the water going again, and had to try a couple different things, and it was wild, but it's going, and now insurance is getting involved, and you know, the damage is covered, and we just have to wait for them to come out.
And I think I remember you saying that one of the biggest issues was just the number of people who needed basically the same plumbing parts, and just like, you just can't find the parts you need because when thousands upon thousands of people have the exact same thing happen, just there's no supply for all of those things.
Oh, exactly. And we couldn't get more here, like as an area, we couldn't get more parts in because shipping was so affected because the roads were so bad. So anything that came on a truck, which is everything, was so delayed. So it was wild. It's getting back to normal, but a lot of people are still affected.
Well, we were thinking of you guys as one of those things where, as we heard about it, you know, we always hear about, you know, Iowa winters, oh, they're just so bad, and just you have to deal with so much. And then, like, the very first winter you guys are down in Texas during winter, everybody's thinking of you. It's just so wild that you guys just your first winter that was so eventful.
We've gotten the reactions from people here to us having this problem seem to fall into two camps, and one is, oh, we're so sorry, we promise this never happens, or why did you bring this weather to us?
Exactly.
We're like, you got us, you got us, that's what was in all those boxes. It was snow.
Snow.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am glad to hear that today it sounds like we've got warmer weather and probably no more freezes on the way for you guys.
I mean, we're looking at we're looking at a beautiful warm week here.
Good. All right. Well, Kristen, as much as we enjoy hearing about your adventures in house ownership in Texas, what we're really here, and I've already told Deb this, but what we're really here to talk about is our mutual friend, the friend of all of ours, the friend of America, Tom Hanks.
Excellent. How far have you gotten? Yes.
And so all I did was I told Deb this is what we were going to be talking about. And then we did just a little bit. I gave her just a couple of little quick facts. I do have a quiz for her later on. That's a little audio thing. But I one of the reasons I wanted to reach out to you, Kristen, is because somewhere in the back of my mind, as soon as I thought of this topic, I remember that at one point in time, you had like come up with, and it was such a catchy name that it stuck with me, you'd come up with a little activity called Hanks but no Hanks. Am I correct?
It's Hanks or no Hanks, and I am just
Hanks or no Hanks.
Tickled that you would remember this. I'm just tickled.
So anyway, Deb, so what I did is I reached out to Kristen and said, hey, we're going to be the topic for our next episode is going to be Tom Hanks. And I kind of said, hey, I remember you had this little activity. Would you mind kind of letting us walk through this activity? Now, I don't know if you want to give any history about what your plan was for this activity, or, you know, or just kind of jump right into it. You do it. You do you, Kristen.
Well, first I'll say that I thought Kristen was going to do something connected to that thing you do, since we both love that movie so much. But I'm excited about the broader topic of Tom Hanks also. So go ahead, because I remember Hanks but no Hanks, but please do explain, because it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, that's okay. So it's it was designed to be a submission to a different podcast, a game-based podcast. Yeah. Dr. Game Show. I'll share. Mm-hmm. It's usually family friendly. It's a silly show. And they make submissions for games. So, and it was not chosen, and I'm just can't believe it. But So, this is the description. Hanks but no Hanks. We were all delighted by the news that national treasure Tom Hanks will portray beloved television icon Mr. Rogers in an upcoming biopic. Okay, so this is how far back this goes, right? For decades, Hanks has captivated audiences with his impressive performances on the small and large screen, charming us with his humor, gravitas, and of course, reckless abandon yelling. His impressive range begs the question, who can't Tom Hanks play? That's where the game comes in. So, as designed, I had that players would take turns pitching Hanks to portray well-known characters in reboot projects in an effort to search out the limits of Tom's range and appeal. But I would say it's really just a fun conversation game for friends.
Yeah.
I would say it could be a reboot. I would say it could be a recast. I would say it could be a completely new project. Like mm-hmm. a movie about a historical yep. figure where Hanks mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. the lead or yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the gist. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. so what okay. I thought, how I thought I would adapt it for our purposes here would be I've got a list mm-hmm. and would ask you guys to each answer, mm-hmm. would that be a Hanks or a no Hanks for you?
Got it.
Perfect. Okay. Got it.
Perfect.
But really, what can't he do?
All right. Well, we're going to find out. We are right now testing the limits.
I love it.
Okay. So the first idea that I have for you mm-hmm. is going to be...
Yeah, pitch it.
Okay. Well, I want to know, Luke mm-hmm. and Deb, are you a Hanks or no Hanks for James Bond?
Oh.
Could he do it?
You know, it's fun. Right. So here's my thought. I'm going to give you my quick rundown. So we've had a couple of different James Bonds. You know, we've had the Sean Connery. He's, you know, some of his older, he was a little bit older on some of his James Bond type roles. Mm-hmm. And then we had Pierce Brosnan. He was the, I can't really hold myself in a fight, but very sophisticated. And then we have the Daniel Craig, who's just like the mm-hmm. I'm smoking hot and I'm just always in control of the situation.
He seems very athletic and mm-hmm. like.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But even before that, wasn't it like Robert Moore?
Right, right.
I don't know if that's his name.
Roger, I think.
Roger.
But anyway, I think Tom Hanks brings to all of his roles kind of this relatable everyman. That's why I think he's so mm-hmm. good at playing different people who are just normal folk.
I would love to see Tom Hanks try this song.
James Bond is such a not normal man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say that is a no Hanks for me. Mm-hmm. No Hanks.
No Hanks. Mm-hmm. Yep. I love how it sounds like no thanks. Mm-hmm. yeah. No, I want to see it. Oh, wow. I think it would be... I think he needs to do it at least once, but maybe only once.
Okay. All right.
And it might be the thing that breaks his career.
Mm-hmm. I will say this is, in my opinion, the closest that Tom Hanks has ever gotten to this is when he played, and I can't remember the name of the character, but he was in Da Vinci Code Angels and Demons. He played whoever, but that was kind of a, mm-hmm. I should probably
actually that's probably a good indicator of whether or not he has the chops for
right.
James Bond
mm-hmm. or just an action hero. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess we'll find out, see if more of these come up later.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess action wise, Hanks or no Hanks. This is Mike's submission.
Oh, okay.
Dominic Toretto of Fast and Furious.
Oh my gosh. I have to stop the podcast right now to share with you guys. When this whole idea of Hanks or no Hanks came up, that was the very first thing to pop into my mind is Tom Hanks really? In the Fast and Furious movies. Tell Mike that. Yeah. As soon as this idea came up, I'm like, is there any role that he can't play? And it was specifically the first thing that came to my mind is I do not want to see Tom Hanks behind the wheel of a car next to whoever, The Rock or whoever, driving his semi and doing a barrel roll over the Grand Canyon. Don't want to see that.
Right.
My first.
It's a no Hanks. Hanks. No Hanks.
Yeah. My first no Hanks where I found my limit, which it would not be an appropriate casting choice for many reasons, but my first no Hanks was Freddie Mercury.
Yes. You know what mine is? It's like, what if he were like an elf on
that would be great.
Lord of the Rings or like, what if he was a fantasy creature? I could not see him doing that.
Tom Hanks would be a great troll, though. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. No. Tom Hanks would be. Yeah. I could see him. Yeah, you're right, though. But yeah, like a high elf or something like that.
I think I would just laugh. Like,
substitute him in for Hugo Weaving in all of the Lord of Rings movies. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So Deb, back to the question.
No, it's a no Hanks.
No
for
Hanks.
Me. Yeah. I can't see him in a rolling car or mm-hmm. in a high speed chase. Mm-hmm. Although maybe he has been in a high. I haven't seen all 77 of his movies.
Yeah, we did discuss that he's been in 77, at least 77 films. So
okay.
Yeah, and he's getting, like you said, he's those movies, they have some range.
Yeah.
They
it's
do.
A no Hanks for me.
I haven't seen him do a lot of running though.
He's no Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
Okay. All right. Here's another thing.
Him running years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So let me just throw this in there, in that while I was doing a little bit of research for this, I saw that, as you mentioned, Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. that Tom Hanks was originally asked to play Jerry Maguire.
Really?
In the movie Jerry Maguire.
I could see that.
If you can imagine a Hanks in that role. But yeah, they went with Tom Cruise mm-hmm. and Jerry Maguire instead.
Things
yeah.
would have gone very differently.
Yeah, would have been a different feel.
Jerry mm-hmm. Maguire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's my next one.
I'm ready.
This is interesting to my brain. Albert Einstein.
Oh.
You know, so here's the thing. I think I watched a lot of kind of Tom Hanks stuff as I was prepping for this. And what I noticed is Tom Hanks is very good at picking up little mannerisms of people he portrays. And I don't know, I don't think I've seen a lot of video footage of Albert Einstein, but I feel like if Tom Hanks were to portray Albert Einstein, I would automatically be like, that's exactly how Albert Einstein was, I'm sure, because Tom Hanks is the type.
We've never seen Albert Einstein.
Yeah, I'm sure there's video footage somewhere.
I'm sure, but you just see the picture of him with his tongue sticking out is the only thing.
I'm going to say, what's the correct positive response? It's Hanks.
Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Hanks.
No, just Hanks.
Hanks, please. Oh, just Hanks.
Well, you know what I think of is Russell Crowe's In a Beautiful Mind.
Oh,
like, that to me, when I think
a younger Einstein, maybe.
Oh, yes. Mm. Like, could you see Tom Hanks playing Einstein, kind of like Russell Crowe played the prodigy or whatever, the schizophrenic guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see it. So I'm going to also say Hanks.
Hanks.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming 2024.
Yeah. I mean, have we had a good Einstein movie?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. What was the one called IQ? Mm-mm. I think it was just called IQ.
Oh. Oh no, that was a romantic comedy.
I know, but it wasn't Einstein in that. It was travel.
I feel like it was. No. It was one of my favorites.
Not Haley's Comet. I'm conflating. No, it was two different movies.
And I think Russell Crowe was in that movie too. Oh, really? It was Meg Ryan. And yeah, it was about IQ.
Can I real quick, I'm going to derail this conversation for just one more quick second, because also if Meg Ryan was in that movie, I'm just going to say something I did run across is that Tom Hanks has actually starred opposite Meg Ryan.
Speaking of Meg Ryan.
Right. Tom Hanks has starred opposite Meg Ryan three different times as her love interest.
Yeah.
So this is maybe a quick question for both of you. Can anybody name what are the three movies where Tom Hanks starred opposite Meg Ryan as a love interest?
I can do two.
Seattle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This last one's a little bit harder.
Is it? It's a later one in there.
It's it's 19. It's the earliest. It's the earliest of the three. It's 1990.
Really? 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
It is 1990's Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would not have thought.
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. So, no, yeah. It's kind of a weird. I mean, it's still a romantic comedy, but kind of a different feel than like the very samey, in my opinion, feeling of You've Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle. I feel like those are very samey. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry.
No. I think they were trying to touch a nerve with fans of Sleepless in Seattle with You've Got Mail for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Could he do, this is like a real testing the limits thing. I'm going to say Mick Jagger.
All I know of Mick Jagger mannerisms is what Jimmy Fallon does. So could Tom Hanks do Jimmy Fallon doing Mick Jagger? I'm going to say no Hanks.
Yeah. So I'm also going to go with a no Hanks on this because I also don't feel like Tom Hanks in general doesn't play a cool guy, like a guy who is like cool and he knows it, you know, someone who's kind of like above it all, aloof and just very, very cool. I don't think he's ever that person.
Not if he's not on SNL. Okay. Oh, what do you know?
Yeah. Tell me.
Because don't you think his character in That Thing You Do was pretty cool?
Hmm.
Arguably, yes. Yeah,
not in a Mick Jagger way. Cool. In that movie.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. he was cool in knowing how, he was cool, but he knew what was cool, but he wasn't about making himself cool. He was about making other people cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he definitely knew what was cool though.
I'll buy that.
I don't know. I will say I do have that movie fresh on the brain. I just rewatched. By the way, if anybody wants to rewatch
without me,
because it was in preparation for this. I can't lead on what all these episodes are about.
Yeah.
If you want to watch it, it's free right now on YouTube.
Oh.
Just yep, straight up YouTube. It has ads in it, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's free on YouTube. At least it is right now. You doing that thing.
Okay, here would be like a recast, and this is no disrespect to the original actor because I think it was perfect, but I think it deserves discussion. Could Hanks have done Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh.
I'm going to say...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also going to say...
Hanks, please.
Yeah, Hanks.
Because he did... Okay, what was the name of the TV show that he was on with another guy? Yeah. What was the name of that
Bosom
show? Bosom Buddies.
Oh,
yeah.
Never seen it.
They dressed up as women.
Okay, so he's like halfway there.
Yeah, so that's my reason for Hanks. Okay.
Hanks. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I'm going to say Hanks because I think Tom Hanks is very funny. I think he is.
Well, that's part of it. Could he be as funny?
Yeah, and I think about younger Tom Hanks. You think about Big. You think about Splash. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And like he does have like, maybe not as much anymore, but he definitely had like a very physical comedy, like the reactions part of, you know, Robin Williams did so well in that role because Robin Williams' reactions to everything are so large. Yeah. And I think Tom Hanks also is a large reaction type guy.
You think he could get there?
Oh, yeah.
I think
maybe not anymore. Now he is more just like, I think it is a lot of his stuff now is more somber or just like more measured or precise, but like he was kind of a slapsticky guy, I feel like for a long time. I mean, Joe versus Volcano, I think is very slapstick too.
The Money Pit.
I was thinking of that too.
Wasn't he in The Burbs as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's one of Amy's favorite movies, by the way. Really? The Burbs.
Good for her.
But I don't think I've ever seen it.
It has Carrie Fisher in it. That's the reason I think I know it. I think she plays his wife. I think I could be wrong, but I think that's like one of Carrie Fisher's non-Star Wars roles.
All right. I've got another one. What about a Hanks Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, I think that's Hanks, please.
Hanks.
Yeah, Hanks, please. I think, I don't know. It was something that I put it on the list because I was on the fence about it. Just because the most recent Sherlock Holmes I've seen was Robert Downey Jr. And he's so cool, like Luke mentioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
But I don't think he has to be cool. And I don't think I think cool is kind of almost against type to Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would agree with that. The most recent I've seen was Benedict Cumberbatch's Sherlock Holmes. And he was so tortured. I think I could see Hanks bringing his own, you know, Holmes to the, and it being okay and believable because we've seen so many different types.
All right. Now let me blow both of your minds by saying, what about this idea? What if we had a Sherlock Holmes where Tom Hanks played Sherlock Holmes and Tom Hanks played Watson and he played two totally different like characters. Yes, right. Oh, there. Yeah, that would be a good Hanks or No Hanks. Basically, recasting Eddie Murphy's The Clumps with Tom Hanks. Yeah, I think there's some issues probably with all of that recasting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this idea of, I think I think, yeah, the idea of Tom Hanks playing two totally different characters in the same movie, but just, you know, playing both characters. Like, he plays the very confident and, you know, like, knowledgeable.
Could he do it?
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying it's a great idea. And I mean, I don't know, Paramount, give me a call. I'm ready to make this happen right now. The script writes itself, Deb.
Yikes. I don't know.
Have we ever seen Tom Hanks do something like that?
Like a sliding doors kind of situation?
Well, the thing I thought of, and this is probably just this movie was a little bit, do you guys remember Cloud?
Oh, Cloud Atlas. Mm-hmm.
Cloud Atlas.
Oh, yeah.
Was he more than one character in Cloud Atlas, or was he just one of the, because I know Cloud Atlas was like different stories from different time periods.
I'm going to IMDb it right now.
Yeah, that would be the only example I could think of where maybe Tom Hanks played multiple roles.
That movie is a trip.
I've been meaning to see it, but for years now, I've been meaning to see it.
I watched it, and the only thing I remember is Tom Hanks plays this guy in like a future post-apocalyptic world.
He's six characters. Yeah, but that's because they're going, they're like in different times, and so they're interacting with the same people as different characters in different times. And that's maybe the worst explanation that I could possibly give.
Sure.
And Mike would be perfect if he listens to episodes of your podcast that he's not on. So we don't have to worry.
Well, yeah, that's right. He'll never listen.
He'll never know.
Like a challenge.
So you're safe.
Okay. That's really all I have for individual
character.
I have a couple of other categories.
All right. Let's do it.
Which Jeff Goldblum character would you recast with Tom Hanks, or could you even recast with Tom Hanks?
I've got my answer.
You do. Mm-hmm. I need to think for a second.
Okay, while Deb's thinking, mine is The Fly.
I was wondering if you would say that.
Yeah. Just Tom Hanks slowly and grotesquely turning into a fly. I think would be. It'd be his next Oscar win.
Now, would you have or would you go back in time to young Hanks?
Either. Okay. I think he could do both.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I immediately went to young Hanks, but that's just because Jeff was young. Yeah. Jeff.
Sure.
One of the most obvious answers I had, think about like Tom's early movies. I think we could easily see early Tom doing Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, sure. Well, the thing is that's one of the things about Earth Girls Are Easy. I can't remember all the other actors, but they are just like, they've just picked beautiful young men to play those roles. Mm-hmm. And so it's the sort of thing where I don't know if Tom Hanks has ever been a beautiful young man.
Well,
maybe not cute enough.
Young Tom.
No,
maybe
But I like your answer. I like that idea.
But I mean, dare we cast him as Dr. Ian Malcolm? Mm. Could he pull it off? Faster. Must go faster.
That's right. I'm it's taking every ounce of willpower inside of me not to start Googling Jeff Goldblum, Tom Hanks deep fake, and just see if somebody's already done this work for us.
Yeah. That's an activity for later.
That was a good one.
Okay. Okay. Now I've got some franchise questions. Which character from a franchise would you recast with Tom Hanks? I'm going to start with Harry Potter. Who in the Harry Potter?
Do we say Dumbledore?
I was going to say Snape.
Oh.
Severus Snape. Because I think part of that is, how many times has Tom Hanks been the bad guy? And not a ton. Uh-huh. There was that movie with, as an example, I think he already starred opposite Emma Watson. Is that her name from Harry Potter? I think he already starred opposite Emma Watson as a bad guy.
Really?
And it was like this movie. Yeah, I'm not Googling it right now, but I think it was like he was like this tech CEO and he was like her boss. And I think he ended up being evil.
It's recent, right?
Yeah. But anyway, that would be maybe an example of, if you need kind of an evil looking, that'd be an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom Hanks as Snape.
I would put him more as like maybe Professor Lupin.
I wish I knew more about Harry Potter. I'm just gonna say that
he was misunderstood, ultimately nice.
Okay
Was he the very first one that was like underneath his turban had something controlling him?
Oh, no.
Was that Lupin?
Oh, he could do it. He could do that too. No,
you think so?
A werewolf.
Right.
Oh, yep. That's right. That's right. He had a good showing in at least a couple of those books. Mm-hmm. That was a big character.
Yeah.
What about?
I think Dumbledore would be easy. What about, I think he would easily pull that off.
Yes, yeah. Easily. But yeah. I mean, we're not here for the easy. We're here for like the sure. challenging. Well,
yeah. You what about?
That's right. That's right. What about Tom Hanks as Dobby? It's just sad Tom Hanks face CGI'd. He's like 2 foot tall and he's wearing rags all the time.
Oh my goodness.
Well, in that case, we're going to go back to Lord of the Rings and cast him as Gollum.
Oh, jeez. That would be perfect.
Oh, no.
Right. Now I'm Googling Tom Hanks. Tom. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Yes. I mean, do you have Tom Hanks come in and just play the mean dad, like uncle?
Oh. Seems like a waste of all that talent, but yeah.
Make an appearance, mm-hmm. you know? Yep. And
yeah, could he be the mean uncle? Definitely. Mm-hmm. And there's mm-hmm. enough comedy in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
In Dursley, I'm forgetting the uncle's name.
The Dursleys.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's Harry Potter. What about Star Wars?
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
What's the perfect cast here? I don't know.
How about Tom Hanks as 3PO?
That was my first thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was it?
But I would like to see a villain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Darth Maul.
Ooh. No, you got to see his face, though.
What if it was like, just Tom Hanks' face painted red and black with those horns coming out the top of his head?
But you would, yeah. You wouldn't be able to tell it was Hanks, but obviously, I mean, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, they have to like CGI him doing a lot of flips and stuff.
I'm searching for someone that you could like, you know who it is.
He could be any one of the Jedi, I feel like.
Yeah. Could he be Poe?
Oh, Poe Dameron. Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Yeah. Yeah, I could see a young Tom Hanks as kind of that.
I do what I want.
Yeah, Poe is kind of a stand-in for Han. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But, yeah.
Hanks
has, could he be Han?
Yeah, Hanks has a scoundrel. Doesn't he have some scoundrel roles?
I think he has it in him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the way he's aged, you know, the way he was when he was young and the way that he's aged and the different roles that he's played, he could have done Han Solo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I'm trying to, yeah, I can't think of anything.
I'm sure it looks like everyone's face.
Yeah.
Really, well, I mean, Luke Skywalker. Like
he could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark Hamill is kind of just a blank slate upon which they put Star Wars. I don't know that Mark Hamill at
brought
the time
much
brought
to the
much
table.
To the table.
That's why I think anybody could step in that role. So Tom Hanks as Luke Skywalker. Definitely.
Tom Hanks saying, but I wanted to go to Tashi Station to pick up some power inverters.
Right. Maybe he's not whiny enough to be Luke. Oh, man. All right. What about Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Could he be Doctor Strange? I mean, I know we've already cast him as a Benedict Cumberbatch character. Maybe that's
why
I thought
of that. Honestly, the hardest thing about this whole exercise for me is Tom Hanks's hair.
What?
I don't know why, but Tom Hanks has that kind of specific, young Tom Hanks has that kind of specific curly hair. Anytime I think of him, like my brain just breaks anytime I try to put his face into like any superhero costume or even just like any other role. I get broken.
What about modern Tom Hanks in a Marvel movie?
Right. Like right now, like the next Marvel movie.
Right.
What do you do?
Well, so I don't think he's ever done it, but so we just rewatched Winter Soldier.
I was going to say, we just ran into this with Robert Redford.
Robert Redford was in it and I think did a good job. He played a senator or head of some sort of
like
shield.
An American official kind of guy.
Right. He was an American. I don't remember.
He was, what's the bad? Not S.H.I.E.L.D., but the bad.
Yeah. He ended up being, part of Hydra.
Yeah.
He ended up being part of Hydra. But yeah, it was this idea of, just some
evil.
Yeah, evil, but like has worked himself up as a political official. I think that would be the most logical.
He's like an evil doctor.
What about...
He could be like a retro Captain America commander guy.
Absolutely. How many times have we seen Tom Hanks in a military
uniform? Probably the most believable thing. Anytime you say military.
But could he be like a mutant superhero?
That's right. Right. But hear me out. What if it's you guys both saw the movie Logan? That's old Wolverine.
I didn't.
What if it were just
I know.
So anyway, it's just basically the idea of like, Mm-hmm. So, but what if we just had a movie called Bruce? It's old Hulk and it's Tom Hanks and he just like can't quite green out anymore. He can get like partway there.
That's an
he just gets a little bit stronger.
Project.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's very old. He's very old and he's normal Tom Hanks, but sometimes he gets angry and he can like open a very stuck jar.
Yeah. But what happened? What happened to Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, I mean, people get recast. Mark Ruffalo is not the... Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mark Ruffalo is already on his way to being old Hulk, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's gotten gray, hasn't he?
He
looks good. He still looks good.
He just won a Golden
Did he?
Oh, as?
Yep, Mark Ruffalo. Oh, I don't know. He gave an acceptance speech, though.
Mm, okay.
But cool. I don't know what the award was.
It wasn't as Hulk, I imagine.
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I think the most
as Hulk for this other role.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That'd Hold be perfect. On, let me Hulk out.
Mm-hmm. That'd be perfect.
Yeah. I was just gonna say the most believable for me would be like a Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. Someone that is not okay. like Mind. Who's still very yeah. much like I'm playing a character. I guess they're all I don't know. Doctor Strange just seems very what do you call it? In the mind.
Sure.
Yeah. Ethereal.
Cerebral.
Cerebral. Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. I think young Hanks, if we're cherry picking any Hanks, I think young Hanks could do Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great answer.
I mean, Paul Rudd is
perfection,
but I think young Hanks could do it.
And maybe I'm wrong, but if I were Paul Rudd's agent, I would watch the trajectory of Tom Hanks's career and try to get Paul Rudd to mirror that because I feel like they are almost the same type of actor. Mm. Like just an everyman, lovable, and pretty good at comedy, but can also do serious. The question is can Paul Rudd like take on other people's personas like Tom Hanks could as in those movies where he plays somebody else?
I don't know if Paul Rudd is as dramatic.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has those dramatic
Although I did just watch a movie, or should I say it's a TV show. It's the Netflix TV show where Paul Rudd plays two versions of himself.
Yes.
What do you think of it?
Like he clones himself.
It seemed maybe
It was interesting. It was so one version of Paul Rudd is the best version of Paul Rudd where he's excited about everything, happy about everything, works really hard. The other version is the version of Paul Rudd, who is just incredibly lazy and always does the minimum amount necessary and just all of that stuff. And so, yeah, it's two different versions of Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So that's the only thing it made me think of.
Well, I do like him a lot. So I might have to check that out. All right. My last franchise, and this will be really fun. It would be what character from The Office would you put Tom Hanks in?
You know, but really, why was Tom Hanks not brought onto The Office?
There were a lot of guests. I mean, you think about how many guest spots there were on The Office. Right. Ray Romano, Will Ferrell.
Well, the guy that does Blacklist.
Oh, yeah.
James Spader.
James Spader.
I could see Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah. Weird. Yeah. Isn't this weird?
I could see Tom Hanks coming in and doing James Spader's. Role for
like
sure.
a new I mean obviously you would rewrite it so this would be a recast like you change it but I could see Tom Hanks if you've gender flipped all the roles in The Office and he was and he was Jan like the Michael Scott is like this brash female character instead of
I like that.
Then you make Tom Hanks a male version Jan, who is like
just like kind of
but continually sinking, continually bringing himself down to like have this relationship with this
destruction, like with self destruction,
a very self destructive, relationship with one of her subordinates or one of his subordinates. So
I
would like to see if Hanks could do a Dwight Schrute. I don't know.
Oh yeah, he could. Tom Hanks does a great job of holding. Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I think Tom Hanks does, which Rainn Wilson also does a great job of holding a straight face while they're just saying just incredibly absurd things. You think about all the lines Tom has had to say and all the wackadoo stuff he's had to do. I think he could totally pull it off.
Oh, that would be fun.
I'm still stuck, though, in the thought experiment of what if you gender swapped every single character on The Office? Like, what a different show that would be.
Is he good improv? Is he good at improv?
So I was reading through something else. One of his lines in the movie Forrest Gump was, they were talking about just some improv lines. Mm-hmm. And the line, my name's Forrest Gump, people call me Forrest Gump. That was an improv line.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a good example of his improv skills or not.
I think you have to be okay at it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't heard him as like being known for it as an actor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's no Robert Downey Jr.
Or Rainn Wilson, maybe. Oh, yeah. You know, like I think the whole
Office crew, mm-hmm. if you look at any of the blooper reels, they were very heavy on just like different takes on things and different mm-hmm. even readings on things and really yeah. going off script a lot. But
I love this game though. Mm. What a fun.
What about okay, but
okay.
Yeah, what has Tom Hanks for you guys?
For me, I mean, just back to this one last thing for The Office. Mm. Current Tom Hanks as Stanley.
Mm.
He's just like totally yeah, done with everything.
That's probably the best personality fit. That's yeah. the best personality just,
yeah, grizzled.
Fit on there. Yeah. Kind of a grumpy.
Mm-hmm. You don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as sustainable.
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah. The one that maybe might be sustainable is Toby.
Oh.
Could you see him just yeah. being like
yeah.
he's the killjoy,
kind of the kind everyday man who just like the boss clearly hates,
I don't, hey guys, we shouldn't be, we can't do that.
Yeah, oh, that would right. be yeah funny. The killjoy, I think we could play it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hanks for me.
Yeah. And uh-huh. yeah, I think if we were to go back and look at, I think a lot of these questions could be answered by looking at some of the SNL spots that Tom Hanks has done, mm-hmm. because he has covered even a lot of different types of weird characters in those sketches too. So,
oh yeah.
Yes. I would say, to be honest, Kristen,
David Pumpkin the other day at our house.
Oh man, you're gonna have to go back and watch. That's a deep cut. Oh man, that's a weird, weird, weird one. Yeah, go back. Yeah, that's a great reference. Go back and watch David Pumpkin. Oh, gosh, that's so. It's such a weird sketch, but it's very funny and random.
It is.
So Kristen, anyway, let me just say, perfect. I would just want to say, Kristen, for all of these, thanks very much for coming up with all of these, because I think the thought experiment of pushing Tom Limits pushing Tom Hanks to his limits is the best. I think it's very good.
Maybe resubmit it to Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll resubmit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can give him a snippet of how fruitful this conversation was as your evidence.
I'll consider it.
Yes.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, guys.
I'm David Pumpkin. Well, I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
Again, Kristen, for coming on and being willing to put that segment together. I know, like she said, she had put it together for another show, but I thought it just perfectly fit with this topic.
Oh, so. I think that was a great idea to give that game some legs, mm-hmm. try it out.
Yep, and then anybody at home, this is just your homework. Uh-huh. Ask yourself, Hanks or no Hanks?
Oh,
for any role, anytime you see somebody on TV in a movie, just say, Hanks or no Hanks?
Hanks or no Hanks? What a genius of a game too. That's right. It's all just perfectly mm-hmm. put together.
So, Deb, we've got a good kind of starter. We've really got our minds rolling around
Tom
this.
Hanks.
It's like Tom Hanks is just fresh in our brains. So
yep.
I wanted to ask you, what are some of your favorite Tom Hanks movies? If you had to like list and rank out your favorite Tom Hanks movies,
mm-hmm.
What would be some on your top?
Boy, there were quite a few that came out when I was just like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Castaway and Forrest Gump and That Thing You Do. The earliest Tom Hanks that I knew was Bosom Buddies. I used to watch that show. Okay. Yeah. Used to watch that one. I didn't see Big, like, when it came out. That was one that would come on rerun, and I would see that. Those are the ones that are most memorable. We mentioned Mr. Rogers. That one was impactful for me. I liked it. Sleepless in Seattle. You've Got Mail. Those are all really good. It's hard to choose just one. Do you still want me to pick my favorite?
Sure. Let's just, let's narrow it down. What is your favorite?
Oh, man. Remember Terminal? And there were just so many. And not to mention all of his, like, soldier type movies. Right. And, and he's directed. He's produced.
He's produced over.
Has he written?
I don't know if he's written. He's produced over 20 movies and miniseries.
And I feel like maybe his most recent one he might have written. Could be wrong though. I know he had like a huge role in putting together something that just recently came out on Apple TV.
And I can't remember the name. Greyhound.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Might be it.
I'm just gonna have to go with That Thing You Do, knowing that pushes out a lot of other really good ones, but.
And even though he definitely doesn't have a minor role, but he's not like the lead necessarily. No. The lead is that drummer boy. But
there's so many just good lines that he has in that movie, and the way that he is cool. He's in charge, but you put it well. It's not about himself. It's about making the others look cool. He's a no nonsense kind of guy in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of movies. We'll get to them a little bit later, but there's a lot of movies that are kind of on the fringe that maybe aren't your type of movie, but he's been in just a lot of other types of movies too. So, all right. Well, we know that you really enjoy Tom Hanks movies. We've gone through and listed out a lot of them that you like.
Yeah. Do you?
I don't know if I have a favorite Tom Hanks movie. I don't think I have a favorite. Okay. Although I really liked Saving Private Ryan when it came out. That was just came out. And that was at a time where probably my age probably played into it, you know. I had friends, you know, I can't remember. Saving Private Ryan, I think that was like a 1996, it looks like 1998. And so you think about like, that was a time where I was just about 18. And so there's a lot of like thought about military, you know, you're a young man. You just think about, I had friends going to the military, and just World War II was really just for some reason on everybody's brain.
Really?
I think in the late 90s.
World War II?
Yeah. Just like, it felt like there were a lot of World War II movies and just TV shows. I think that's perpetually.
Well, you know, that might be true because that generation, you're trying to capture the memory and stories of that generation.
And a lot of them were passing away. So you would see a lot of these like specials where you would see, you know, a lot of the vets were dying. And so they were recording their stories.
Well, and I think that was Tom Hanks's like mission. Like he spoke about that. I've heard him.
Yeah. In fact, I've heard him speak about some of his biggest movies were based on some of his biggest loves in life. So one of his biggest loves in life were the Beatles. He says that through that, he got to express that through That Thing You Do. He says one of his biggest loves was history in World War II, which he definitely showed that in a lot of different movies. One of his biggest loves was astronauts. In fact, he wanted to be an astronaut.
Okay, I take it all back. My favorite Tom Hanks movie is Apollo 13.
Yeah, I just was surprised it hadn't made its way to the conversation yet. So,
so good.
Yeah. So yeah, Tom Hanks had said and I could be misquoting, but I think it had something to do.
It is one of his greatest loves in life, Meg Ryan. I'm just joking.
Yeah, maybe a little too close to home with that comment. He did say that one of his things he loved was the idea of being an astronaut, but he just said he just wasn't good enough at math. I think he said that's what kind of held him back. And I don't know if that's actually there or not, but and I know obviously you can see his love of history throughout Forrest Gump. He just touches on so much of his history and things that were important in his lifetime. But anyway, Deb, I think it's clear you know a lot about Tom Hanks.
I've seen a lot of his movies.
You enjoy his movies. Yeah. It's probably a distraction of yours as fits the theme of this podcast. Yeah. But I want to figure out exactly how much you know about Tom Hanks in a section I'm calling Quiz Me, Baby. So Deb, I'm going to do what I think everybody wants, and I'm going to do a Tom Hanks audio quiz.
Yeah, I think everybody's just waiting for the chance to hear Tom Hanks. Everybody's just waiting for chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So the way this quiz is going to work, it's going to be kind of like some of our other quizzes, where I'm going to give you 10 different questions of audio clips. You're going to get a chance to get a point if you can simply name the movie this audio clip is from. It's Tom Hanks's voice in this clip. Now, you can get a bonus point if you can tell me what the name of his character was in this movie.
Okay.
So here we're going to start off with this, your first of 10 audio clips.
Name the movie, name the character.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll call it a bonus point if you can name the character.
Okay.
Okay, Deb. Tom Hanks quote number one.
Just shut up, you idiot.
Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic. I'm lost. Andy is gone. They're going to move from their house in 2 days and it's all your fault.
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me.
Don't talk to me about importance. Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that clip has some great range. Just...
Oh, man. I love this because it's really going to just convince us of how great Tom Hanks is. That was Toy Story number one, and that's Woody.
Yeah, Sheriff Woody, Toy Story 1. Good job, Deb. Okay, question number two.
Okay.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath. Shoot, it even rained at night.
I wonder, who advised him with his accent.
Oh,
Just how he spoke as Forrest. That was Forrest Gump playing Forrest Gump.
Yes, Tom Hanks playing Forrest Gump in the movie. Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and I believe he's talking about his time in Vietnam.
Yeah. It is one of those things where, Forrest Gump, it is one of his few Oscar wins.
Yeah.
Was it Forrest Gump? And so, Deb, a quick little add-on trivia. Do you know what his other Oscar win for Best Actor was?
Well, I'm going to guess, was it Castaway?
It wasn't. He was nominated for Castaway, but he won for Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. I did know that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And sorry for the audio on that. When I was pulling it together, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of, there's rain in all those scenes. So
the background noise. It's
a little dirty. But anyway, good job, Deb. You are 4 for 2. You've got 4 points out of 2 questions.
Questions. Yeah, okay. Good job. Yeah.
All right. Number 3.
Or is it 4 for 4?
Sure. 4 for 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 for 4. 4 for 4. All right. Number 3.
That was Castaway.
Yeah.
I don't think that I remember his name. He was like a UPS man.
I think it was actually FedEx.
FedEx. But I think he was like kind of like higher up maybe. And there's something to do with Bakersfield in that movie. Okay. I do remember that.
I don't know that part.
Yep. I don't remember the name of his character.
All right. Yeah, so you get it correct. It is Castaway. The bonus point would have been for his character name of Chuck Noland.
Okay. It does sound familiar when you say it.
And I remember this being probably one of the first movies I ever saw that featured basically just one guy. I mean, it's a long movie, and it is him acting all by himself for a long time.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this is the movie where I realized how much actors can change their body. You remember, he starts as kind of a portly man, and then by the end of it, it's like, just like bones.
Yeah, I know. I think... when we were growing up, those were the messages that we were getting about this movie, is that it's a one-man show. Mm-hmm. He loses so much weight. Mm-hmm. So I remember that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job.
Thanks.
Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 4, Deb.
They look like they've seen better days.
They've been with me for quite a while.
You ever think about swapping them out, getting new ones?
Didn't you have a special friend when you were very young, Lord? A special toy. Or a stuffed animal that you loved very much. Even as it got ratty and worn out, made you just love it all the more?
That was Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, is that the name of the movie?
That's not the name of the movie. But
Rogers or Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. You're along the right lines there.
Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Nope. That's a documentary, I think. It's right at the beginning of the song. It's...
Oh, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
Yeah, that was the name. The name of the movie is actually A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. He plays Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers, yeah.
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 The other guy in that clip sounded a little bit like Matt Damon, but I know it wasn't.
No.
I can't remember who.
Although he does star opposite Matt Damon in another movie. We'll see.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Good job, Deb.
Thanks.
Double points on that. All right, number five.
There's a million robots that turn into something. And this is a building that turned into a robot. What's fun about playing with a building? That's not any fun.
This is a skyscraper.
Well, couldn't it be like a robot that turns into something like a bug or something?
A bug.
Yeah, like a big prehistoric insect with maybe like giant claws that could pick up a car and crush it like that.
A prehistoric transformer.
Interesting.
Well, I'm going to guess Big. And I don't know the name of his character in Big.
Yes, you are correct. That is Big.
Awesome.
And his character is Josh.
Josh. Just Josh.
Yeah, at least when I looked at the listing, there might be a name. But yeah, they list him as just Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is interesting. That's him in a boardroom where they're talking about the new toy. And he's just like in the corner playing with it. And then after they're done like talking about how like the market share they're going to take up with this toy, he's like, this is a bad toy. Like,
yeah.
Like, who wants to play with the building like that turns into a robot?
Yeah. Totally.
Anyway, okay. All right. Good job, Deb.
Thanks.
All right. Number six.
Now, I don't tell you this to make you sad, Mrs. Travers. I don't. I love my life. I think it's a miracle. I love my dad. He was a wonderful man. But rare is the day when I don't think about that 8-year-old boy delivering newspapers in the snow and only lies with that strap in his fist. And I am just so tired.
Hmm.
Oh, my.
I know.
I feel like I should know this. There's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm thinking, like, when would there have been a movie where Tom was like talking to the mom of somebody, maybe.
Okay.
Like,
I think you've definitely seen this movie, if that's a hint.
Okay. One of the first thoughts I had, maybe Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
I feel like I should know it. And anyway, maybe Saving Private Ryan.
Deb, this is going to be your first full miss.
Yep.
The correct answer is Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, okay. No, I never would have gotten there, but... Mm-hmm.
He's talking with the author of
Poppins. Mary Poppins. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he is then playing the character of...
I don't know. Obviously, I don't remember this movie very well.
He is Walt Disney.
Is he Walt Disney?
Yeah, Walt Disney.
That's funny. I should have known that for sure.
I was like, maybe you didn't see this movie now that you're like referring to it.
I remember Ryan from The Office being in that movie.
Oh, weird.
One of the writers for all the music that was in the movie.
Okay, interesting.
Of course he was Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one, but I don't remember it very well.
Okay. All right, Deb, that's your first miss. You missed, Saving Mr. Banks. Okay. Number seven.
I teach English composition. This little town called Adley, Pennsylvania. In the last 11 years, I've been at Thomas Alva Edison High School. I was a coach of the baseball team in the springtime.
Be that long.
Back home, and I tell people what I do for a living, they think, well, now that figures. But over here, it's a big,
big mystery. So I guess I've changed some. Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much, my wife is even going to recognize me whenever it is I get back to her.
Oh, okay. I was very confused for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think, was it Saving Private Ryan?
Yes, this is Saving Private Ryan. Yes, yeah. Good job.
I don't remember the name of his character.
Captain Miller.
Okay.
Captain Miller.
Oof, there was a long time I had no clue. Mm-hmm. Did you see the realization come over my face?
I did. I was trying to figure out which words. I think it was the word back. Like when I get back to her, maybe somewhere around there, it seems like you figured it out.
Mm, yep. Good movie.
Yeah, good movie. Okay, Deb, keep up your streak here. Let's see if you can get this next one, number 8.
Okay.
Gentlemen, it's been a privilege flying with you.
Oh, that's Apollo 13.
It is. Deb, who is Tom Hanks playing in Apollo 13?
Jim Lovell.
Yes, it is Jim Lovell. Yes. The real life, I mean, an actual person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing that was interesting as I looked through all of these movies, how many times he has played a person who actually existed.
Yeah.
Like we talked about Mr. Rogers, Walt Disney, Jim Lovell. There's a number. There's another one on our list here, but yeah.
Is Saving Private Ryan like based on something that was, it's not a true story,
no,
right?
I didn't see anything that was, it was based on anything.
Oh,
true.
Oh, really?
But I could be, maybe I just didn't actually look that hard, but.
I want to say it is, but.
Okay.
But who knows?
Never know. And it's entirely possible that there was a family where, you know, they lost, you know, that many people.
Like, I think there was even like something written at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might be. It's been a long time.
It's unknowable knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. It's impossible to know. Okay, Deb, number 9.
Okay.
It's very important you don't stink today.
Hey, I make no guarantees.
We bow, right, in unison, and we're off the stage before the applause dies out, right?
What if they want an encore?
You unplug and you run off stage. Smiling, of course. No encores. Guy, keep these with you. Put them on. There you go. From now on, you have them with you day and night. They're your trademark. And you look good. You guys look great in red. Have I told you that yet? You have your pick?
Right here.
So many good lines. Mm-hmm. That was that thing you do.
Yes.
And boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
The name of his character. Yeah. I don't know. I'll know it when you tell me.
It's Mr. White.
No, I hate that I didn't get that one.
I know. I almost let you sit on that longer because I figured you would have gotten it. But
because he's like, I quit. I quit.
Yes.
I quit, Mr. White.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I know, Deb.
Mm.
Okay, Deb. Good job, though. You got that one right.
Yeah.
You're keeping track of your points, right?
I'm at 350. All right, next one.
All right, last one, Deb.
Okay.
Number 10.
The truth is, I knew it was you. Now, maybe I didn't get the cuffs on you, but I knew.
Oh, people only know what you tell them, Carl.
Oh, my. I knew it was you. I maybe didn't get the cuffs on you, but I knew it was you. He called him Carl.
Mm-hmm.
People only believe what you tell them.
Mm. So Carl. Much in this line. Like, the whole plot of this movie is maybe in this line.
Oh,
or this
no.
interchange.
Oh, no. Knew it was you. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that I haven't mentioned this movie yet.
I know. I'm surprised, too.
Wow. And you know what other one I thought of while I was thinking was Tom Hanks in The Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
I never said that one. Mm-hmm. And this one, Catch Me If You Can. Yep.
Yes, Catch Me If You Can. Do you happen
with
to know his
Leo.
Name?
Leo.
Yeah. That was Leo at the end there.
It was.
Yeah. So yeah, he's calling him on the phone and he says, you know, I knew it was you and like I didn't get to cuffs on you, but like, you know, because there's different times where like it's a great scene where he walks into the room and Leo impersonates an agent who's gotten there ahead of him. And he walks in the room.
Man,
and
the details are fuzzy. I need to watch it again.
And that's actually based on a real person. That whole thing is based on a real relationship.
I think I did know that too.
Yeah, so he's actually portraying a real person in that movie as well.
I totally forgot Tom was in that movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a great back and forth. I will say Tom is maybe one of the most unlikable I feel like he's ever been in that movie.
Well, but he's playing a good guy.
Yeah, a good guy, but kind of just like...
But he's kind of dumpy.
Yeah, like and just mean, too. Like, oh, there's a couple interchanges with him and other officers where he just does not come off as a likable
guy. Maybe that's why I have this, like, just dumpy feeling of him. Like, he doesn't have everything together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, that was a good one. Now here's a couple more. I'm gonna just bring up. I didn't put them in the quiz. Mm-hmm. Here's a couple of the movies that I thought like you may have seen, and I think are good examples of what you like about Tom Hanks. Yeah. What distracts you about Tom Hanks?
Sure.
One of them is the movie Sully.
Oh, yes.
It's about the captain who has to land the plane.
I did just
in
see that
Potomac.
Recently.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. No.
Hudson.
I think that's right.
I just saw that recently. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Yep. You mentioned The Terminal. Yep. Mm-hmm. You really like that. And with The Green Mile you just brought up. We did talk about The Da Vinci Code a little. Mm. Captain Phillips. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Yep.
One that I'm surprised you did not mention, A League of Their Own.
Oh, no. Oh, that's another great one. Uh-huh.
I almost
There's
put
no crying in baseball.
Yeah, I know. There are so many good clips from that. I was like this close to just putting in just a long, prolonged bathroom break.
Oh, like, oh my goodness. And just,
yeah.
He just goes to the bathroom forever.
Yeah, then there's some others that I don't think there's much up your alley. The Post. I don't know if you saw that one.
Yeah, I think I did, but I don't remember it.
Philadelphia, mm-hmm. Road to Perdition, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, The Burbs, Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Punchline, The Money Pit, Bachelor Party, Joe versus the Volcano, Splash, Dragnet, Volunteers, The Man with One Red Shoe.
Nope.
Yep, not. I don't know that one either. The Lady Killers.
Oh, yep, yeah.
He plays a very Southern man.
Yes.
Larry Crown, Charlie Wilson's War.
Yes, Larry Crown.
Bridge of Spies.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot.
So probably the very first Tom Hanks movie I ever saw was Money Pit. And I remember
it's funny.
Well, I remember it. I was very young, but it was playing. I might have dreamt this.
Oh.
And I might be remembering someone else's memory.
Oh, sure.
Like it's one of those things.
You may have heard the story.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it was playing on the drive-in movie theater screen that was like kind of behind our house of where I used to live, like where I was growing up before it was developed. And I remember seeing The Money Pit on the drive-in, the screen. So if somebody's out there that can tell me if this really happened.
This is your memory. Please let us know.
Like anybody in my family, if you can tell me if that really happened or not, I would be very interested. Mm-hmm. Like I just remember the floor falling out and that's all I remember of that movie.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks was in it. So that was the first movie I ever saw of Tom Hanks. Nice.
Well, Deb, we have really gone to...
He's great, isn't he?
Yeah, we've gone through like every... I shouldn't say. We've not listed every movie, obviously, but we've hit up a lot of them.
Yep.
And I think it's fair to say like, you do enjoy a good...
I do.
A good Tom
and
Hanks.
I just want to say thank you, Tom Hanks, you national treasure.
That's right. What a national treasure he is. Mm-hmm. And thank you again to friend of the show, Kristen.
Yes, thank you, Kristen.
Popping in and giving us our Hanks, no Hanks.
That was so fun.
Segment. So, all right. Well, if you have a suggestion or a correction or a comment you'd like to give to the podcast, you can call in.
Yeah, and can I make a correction?
Oh, sure.
So in the last episode, I said I had never walked a dog before,
and we were
on a walk, the two of us, this week, and I was like, out of the blue, I said, I have walked a dog.
Ugh.
I walked Quill. I walked my sister's dog,
that's
Quill.
Right. Yeah.
And I also got, I corrected you on a song lyric on like maybe two episodes ago, and Kristen had a good laugh at me at my expense. It had something to do with like a Coca-Cola commercial, which I thought was Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I, just want to own up to that.
That's right.
I'm owning up to it.
If you want to add on to this pile of corrections, you can give us a call at our voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail at 61 Air 0 Volt.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop out to our Facebook page, My Darling's Distractions, or you can email us at mydarlingsdistractions@gmail.com.
Yeah, hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
Yes, everybody have a good night and thank you very much.
Good night.